A reading from the writings of St. Peter Julian Amard. The month of the Blessed Sacrament continued. Well, since the month of Mary affects so many conversions, produces so much good in souls, and obtains so many graces of every kind, what will not the month of the Most Blessed Sacrament do? Since you are asked to honor the virtues, the sacrifices, and the very person of Jesus Eucharistic. If you know how to direct your readings, aspirations, and virtues to the Eucharist, you shall have won some great victory over yourself by the end of the month. Your love shall have grown, and your grace will be more powerful. Our Lord has said that he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood shall have life in him. What will it be if you supplement your sacramental communion by a continuous communion of 30 days to his love, his virtues, his holiness, and his life in the Most Blessed Sacrament? That is what we mean by unity and piety. Without it, you can have good thoughts, but you will not have a real principle of life. A passing rainstorm merely skims over the soil, but a fine, persistent rain soaks into the earth and makes it fertile. The thought of the Eucharist, fostered consistently for a whole month, will become a rich fountainhead that will make your virtues thrive, a divine force that will make you advance rapidly on the road to holiness. Basing our stand on pure reason and natural philosophy, we can assure you that if you train your mind for 1 month on the same object, you will have acquired the habit of it. Spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come, and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the Imitation of Mary. True friendship continued. Mary speaks. Do not deceive yourself, my child. You will not taste the innocent delights of friendship unless you seek them in a holy friendship. In choosing friends, people often make mistakes. You should give your confidence only to those who know to be faithful and on whose religious spirit you can rely. Make it a matter of conscience never to speak evil of anyone. If you cannot prevent others from backbiting, at least let them know by your silence that you accept no part of their malicious gossip. Shrink from any talk that is not decent. Do not smile at the talk the world calls good-humored, but which is really indecent. Take pride above all in being regarded as a person in whose presence people dare not attack religion and piety. Reproach the wicked man with a holy freedom, and if you have no other way of checking his evil tongue, at least show your disapproval by stern silence. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mother of good counsel,